The dory!
I will take this.
My arm. No, Ironheart. I am not okay.
Stand, human. You must leave this realm. Fine. We will mend her wound. Show me your arm, mage.
No. I can heal myself. I panicked, Ironheart. That's why I grabbed the memorial. Yurum.
You were very persuasive. But when it suddenly seemed the choice was about to be taken away from me, I could only think to preserve myself.
Perhaps you were right, Ironheart, to act in such a manner so as to rob our enemies of the opportunity to act with honor only robs us of that same opportunity. My hand was covering my eyes. Now that it has been removed for me, I can see with clarity the truths you spoke so plainly.
Midori, are you still in pain?
No, I am not. Not physically, anyway.
Will you return with us to Layard now?
Don't pretend as if any option is left to her, other than to return. Stand up, mage. We will see you to Unhu. After that, you'll be barred from entering Kalhana indefinitely.
Of course.
I felt as though those guard fae were considering whether they should see me all the way to my home in Vatenia.
Where is that?
Far away, among the cold steppeland of the north, in the twilight shadow of the Horizon mountain range.
You don't sound as if you spare much affection for it.
Not at all. There are good things about it. The endless sky, unbroken by hills or trees. The fields of spring flowers that sometimes stretch to the horizon. In the summer months, you might even begin to remember what warmth is. But that is not what awaits me now. I will be fortunate to see Vatenia's boundless sky in as little as a year. Until then, I will be confined in a featureless, dull cage, and I will only wish I could eat as well as the warden's pet sheather. Listen to me. Lamenting conditions I've yet to suffer. I suppose I should be thankful. My recent dismemberment has made the indignity of shackles an impossibility.
Be thankful that the stalk of a memorial was so easily repaired, human. Or you may not have found me in such a merciful disposition.
Yes, I understand. But is there nothing you could give us that would help?
Absolutely not.
But if we are left to combat the Okara alone, we may well be overrun. Perhaps even extinguished for all of eternity.
Even if I were distressed by the trifle of petty war between the mortals of the Middle Realm, I would not be persuaded to entrust you with any gift whatsoever. Withdraw from the World Garden with haste, mage. And do not return again until your world's sun should cease to rise.
Take heart, Vidori. From what little I have seen of it, the forest is quick to distrust any stranger. It may be that its opinion of you will soften over time, and you may be allowed into Kalhana again.
Most people of Layard dream about getting the chance to set foot in the Garden Realm for even an hour before they die. If I never see this place again, it'll be too soon.
Hail, Warrior of Ram!
I must confess, I'm greatly pleased to see you again.
Is this not Thallus, Lord of Dreams? I am.
Hello, Thallus, Lord of Dreams. I am Doja, and this is Vidori.
I know who you are, Doja. And this with me is my brother, Trekul, the Lord of Blades.
Well met.
That's a question of some import, Ironheart.
My sister and I are here at the Order of Kiyuda herself.
Kiyuda? Yes, she is occupied at present, unfortunately. Though not, I suppose, unpredictably. But she wanted to have us convey her commendation. She's found opportunity to observe your career periodically, and she's witnessed the good you've done. She applauds the way you comforted Aetai, the Dolphirin who was blown by a windstorm to your doorstep. While you were yet recuperating from your trauma at sea, you took her in and provided her with shelter and a safe haven. She left you in high spirits. Last we saw, she was trying to persuade the rest of her tribe, even Latok, to re-evaluate their loyalty to Palin.
Yes, and we would be remiss to neglect, in her very presence, how you recognized the humanity in Doja when she first approached you. What is more, you offered her your friendship and your companionship when she feared she might never see her family again, and ensured she was cared for when she was seriously wounded.
It's true! I would never have gained human form if not for you, Ironheart!
No. You'll have time to modestly deflect the recognition later, Ironheart. We've not yet finished, for you also heartened Yuselina when you visited Ohem. The tension left from the Olkar siege over a century ago threatened their internal peace. Thanks to you, those chains of mistrust have begun to dissolve with Yuselina.
Finally, you and Doja demonstrated courage and compassion when you followed after Vidori in an effort to find her. If not for the two of you, the forest would never have been the same. And what is more, because you were able to stop her, Vidori came to understand the error of her ways.
You could hardly have done better. Kiyuda's appraisal of you is well earned.
Yes! Well done, Ironheart!
As for you, Doja.
Me?
Your character has been distinguished by boldness, despite knowing very little about what you were getting into. Instead of using your newfound power to shift between human and animal form to deceive, you attached yourself to Ironheart as an expression of your gratitude.
It'll take time for your people and humanity to fully reconcile. Probably centuries. But, owing to your blameless behavior and your heritage, we have a special recommendation for you. A path we advocate you give serious consideration to.
You, Dorja, the first seen of the Suskerain, are a direct descendant of the ruling class that first established the Kingdom of Ran. You are of royal blood. The Olkar are encroaching upon the shores of Ran. They will need the support of the League of the Jade Hornets if they are to survive. The current dynasty has not seen the calamity on their doorstep, but you have experienced it firsthand. It's for these reasons that we would see you handed the crown to which you are entitled.
Me? Queen of Ran? I could not abandon Ironheart. You're saying that you would support me if I were to take up this commission, Ironheart? If that is so, perhaps I shall.
Your bravery surely knows no bounds, does it, Dorja?
I don't know. I shall have to find out.
Ah, yes. Well. Be of good cheer, Vidori Bolden. For though you've paid a heavy price for your errant misadventure, you have your integrity as a spoil.
We are neither of us the Lord of Morrow. But I find no stretch of the imagination and faith that you will make great sacrifices for peace, having learned from these events.
I should certainly like the opportunity. There is still much need of your skills on the war front, should you choose to return. The same can be said of you, Ironheart. There will be purpose for you yet in the war effort, if you so desire. I'm relieved. Your blade will be a blessing to the battlefront. But now, you should be on your way.
You have proved true to Kyuta's blessing. Go in peace.
Perhaps we will run into each other again someday, Ironheart. Until then, farewell.